This is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis. All the news you're about to hear is true, really, as far as you know.
Irony alert. A Belgian man was attacked and killed by Tyson, his pet Staffordshire Bull Terrier, as he was getting out of bed.
Dog bit his ear first, didn't it?
Well, I think it was aiming for the ear, but actually got him in the throat. Ooh. The 28-year-old was attacked when he apparently made some brisk movements while getting up. Man's grandmother managed to slap the dog away. Well, grandmothers can do that, hey.
She must be at least 300 pounds.
And no, she's a grandmother. They'd be vicious. He died later in hospital. 7-year-old Tyson and another bull terrier owned by the man were both destroyed. You suppose that was Evander? The second dog wasn't involved in the attack, so it could be because Evander's a good boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He
nice feller.
Attack his owner.
British local authorities sent a letter to a man who died in April to tell him that his tax benefit was being stopped because he was dead. Lambeth Council in London told cancer victim William Reynolds that he could cancer Reynolds that he could appeal against the decision.
Yeah, but it's Williams, not RJ.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Your council tax benefit has been stopped because there's been a change in your circumstances. The change is because you're dead, the letter said. If you think you still qualify for benefit, you must contact this office immediately to obtain a new application form. You know, just because he can't lift his hand to write the letter doesn't mean he doesn't deserve it.
That's right.
See?
Exactly.
Capita, the company which handles the tax benefit for Lambeth, expressed its regret at the incident. Because previously they expressed their stupidity by sending the letter.
The guffaws must have been heard for weeks.
Oh, my heavens.
Florida Supreme Court took the phrase "until death do us part" a step further, ruling a divorced man must pay alimony to his ex even though she's dead.
Excuse me?
And Florida's highest court said, and it's unanimous, all of them said the same thing.
It's the heat.
Eugene Gaines must pay more than a year's... It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
And we got plenty of it.
In a unanimous ruling, Florida's highest court said once again, Eugene Gaines must pay more than a year's worth of alimony to the estate of his late ex-wife, who died shortly after the divorce was declared final. The Tampa area couple married in 82. In January of 96, Eugene filed for divorce. His wife agreed, requested alimony. The divorce was finalized in October of 96. While both sides then agreed the marriage was legally dissolved, each were appealing portions of the final judgment.
Okay.
While the appeals were going on, that's when she croaked. Well, Eugene, of course, quickly grabbed his attorney and sought to quash the divorce agreement when she croaked, which would have allowed him to keep the $70,000 home she was to receive. It would also have relieved him of paying the $500 a month in alimony. But the High Court said Eugene must abide by the agreement, and his alimony obligations did not terminate with his wife's death.
They just probably want the taxes on it or something.
Be my guess.
A Brazilian policeman who shot his girlfriend after a feud, which is Brazilian for party, went to the hospital where she was being treated and killed her with two more shots before attempting suicide. Oh, God, he doesn't miss her, but he doesn't miss her, but he misses himself.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Hours before her death, the 17-year-old girl told Globo TV that her boyfriend was furious because she refused to continue their courtship. He had shot her three times. Policeman was under hospital treatment after shooting himself in the face.
See, the trouble is, when he shot himself in the head, he missed the brain.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously in another part of the body.
You've been listening to This Is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis.
Send emails to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.